Radio Prague News. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek has said the European Union must be ready to impose sanctions on Ukraine if President Yanukovych persists in using brute force against political opponents. The jobless rate in the Czech Republic has hit an all-time high. And the parties of the ruling centre-left coalition have finalised their policy programme statement. Addressing a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels, Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek said the European Union must be ready to impose sanctions on Ukraine if President Yanukovych persists in using brute force against political opponents. The Czech Foreign Minister said it was unacceptable to see human rights being blatantly violated on the borders of the European Union and stressed it was essential to take action before the situation got totally out of control. He said the Soviet-style authoritarian rule implemented by President Yanukovych was close to what his own country had experienced in the past and urged the EU to use all tools at its disposal to bring the crisis to an end. The jobless rate in the Czech Republic hit an all-time high in January when it increased to 8.6% from 8.2% in December of 2013, the Employment Office said on Monday. The number of unemployed reached 629,000 at the end of January, which is 32,000 more than at the end of last year. Despite the mild winter, unemployment was affected by the suspension of seasonal work in construction, agriculture and forestry. The parties of the ruling centre-left coalition have finalised their policy programme statement, on the basis of which they will seek a vote of confidence in the lower house on February 18th. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka on Monday distributed copies of the policy statement to his coalition partners, ANO and the Christian Democrats, ahead of a tripartite meeting at which they are to discuss the document with trade unions and employers. The cabinet is to meet on Wednesday to give the policy statement its final approval. A 52-year-old priest from Havlíčkův Brod has been arrested and charged with rape, child abuse and pornography. He remains in detention at the Hradec Králové jailhouse. The priest is suspected of having raped a 37-year-old woman and sexually abused a 13-year-old girl whom he also used to make child porn photos. The woman who reported the case said she had been raped on several occasions and had been under severe psychological pressure from the priest. If convicted, the man could face up to 10 years in jail. Health Minister Svatopluk Němeček on Monday announced his decision to dismiss the head of the State Institute for Drugs Control, Pavel Březovský. The minister cited failings in management and inadequate supervision in the area of public spending. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. It should be another very mild week with intervals of rain and shine and day temperatures around 8 degrees Celsius. The warmest day is expected to be on Saturday when daytime highs should peak at 11 degrees. I'm Daniela Lazarová and that's the end of the news.